people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs. But we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and this morning we have a gentleman who I've never met personally, but I have a great deal of respect for. He's a gentleman who is championing the rights of the Aka people. Now, Aha people, you have probably never heard of this group of people, but they are an indigenous people who live in Laos and Thailand and Burma, and they certainly are under tremendous pressure today as the royal family, the Queen of Thailand, has set out to take their land. After all, they're already simply of no consequence at all, take away their land, use it as part of a royal reserve. And this is what's really under taking place in Thailand at the present time. And not only that, but the treatment, the death, the frank murder of this indigenous people is something largely ignored by the mass media. Many of the women are actually forced into involuntary slavery, sex slavery, taken away from, either taken away forcibly or coaxed away from their homes with the promise of a better job. And of course they find out now that they are into forced prostitution. Anyway, Matthew McDaniel is with us this morning. He has been working as an unpaid champion of this indigenous people for, what, 15 years now, Matthew?
Yes, going on 15 years, 16 years, actually.
Why don't you just pick up the story and tell our listeners what motivated you to become involved and really what is happening to this unfortunate group of people?
Yes, I became involved with the Aka in 1991 when I went to set up a jewelry trading business on the northern border of Thailand with Burma, which is now called Myanmar. And I had seen all these people on the street coming across the bridge from Burma, and asked who they were, began providing first aid care to them, and I was told that they told me they were Aka people, and I began going out to the villages that they came from on the Burma side and finding the situation that they were in, and found out then that there were also quite a few villages in the mountains of Thailand, which I began going to, which actually in many ways had it worse than the villages in Burma. And so that's how I got started in the work, and I eventually gave up my business because there was just conflicts of travel arrangements and scheduling that I couldn't continue to work on the projects in the mountains, language projects that I started if I continued to go back to the U.S. And I eventually ended up staying. I think the longest I stayed in the U.S. without in Thailand without leaving for the U.S. was 7.5 years. And in 2004, when I complained to the U.N. about the killings of Aka people in Thailand, I was deported by the Thai government, and I believe that the U.S. government was also involved in that because I was opposing murders that were done basically on the cutting edge of the U.S. drug war in Thailand. And
would you like to go ahead?
So I spent a year in the States working to get a visa for my wife and get my family out of Thailand. And when I had lots of problems with USCIS, saying that my wife was a security risk, this woman with four children. Then I went and moved my family into Laos, and we spent a year in Laos before we were finally issued a visa for my wife so that we could bring all the children to the U.S. And so we've been here since May and continue to work on publicity for the ACA human rights situation in Thailand.
Well, why did they want to make your wife a security risk? Was this just a means of getting back at you because you were exposing the fact that the U.S. embassy there was going right along with this mistreatment of the indigenous people?
Yes, I had in 2003, at the end of the rabid drug war that had happened during the year, where more than 3,000 people, by moderate estimates, were murdered by the Thai government. I had documented numerous of those murders as they had happened in the areas that the ACA lived in, and just a few of them. I mean, there were thousands of people being murdered in Thailand, and the method of operation was very, very similar. They went to their houses and killed them. They called them to a government office, and on the way home, they just stopped them on the road with five or six shooters surrounding the vehicle with machine guns and just killed everybody in the vehicle. And I had photographs of this. I was making reports to the U.S. consul in Chiang Mai, whose name was David Rubin. Eric Rubin, who now works back for the State Department in Virginia. But there was just, you know, no response from the embassy other than to say, well, it's disturbing, but they were funding it. And so in the end of 2003, I printed a book called The ACA Journal, volume number 2, and on the front I displayed the photo images of many of the people who had been murdered. And I printed on the cover of the book the Thai U.S. License to Kill in Thailand. And I gave copies of this to the DEA in Chiang Mai, and I distributed about 3,000 copies in the Chiang Mai area. And you know, it's pretty hard to get around photographic evidence. I mean, my book was the only book, I believe, printed in Thailand to date on the 2003 drug war in Thailand.
What did you tell us about the drug war? Because you said that basically American taxpayers' money was funding this drug war. What was this all about?
Well, they have all kinds of security cooperation, they call it, with Thailand. And one of it is military cooperation. When Thailand agreed to send 400 soldiers to the War of the War of the Sleepy, I call it, you know, the people that didn't want to go to Iraq, and when the president needed a coalition, he finally talked Thailand into sending 400 soldiers, and immediately we were given the humor that Thailand got military equipment status, the trade status that they would get used military equipment at very reduced prices. We saw millions of dollars going into either military assistance, military grants, or specifically into the drug war, which would be training of snipers, giving listening equipment, communications equipment, weapons to the drug offices in Chiang Mai.
So basically, then we were financing the Thai military, bribing them so that they would send their soldiers to Afghanistan, and then the military could be used against Thai people. We'll be right back.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it. Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsor's fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
And financing to the Thai government so that they would send troops to Afghanistan, 400 troops, to give the idea, oh, we have this coalition, everybody in the world is supporting our effort to go into Afghanistan, but if it's really sort of a bribe to the Thai government to get them to send the troops, would that be a fair estimate?
Well, yes, it was. That's how we saw it, and it was into Iraq that they were being sent. They sent them to sort of non-combat duties. That was the agreement. But the other thing was this, was that I believe it was February 1st was the time when the ground war started in Iraq. And all these machinations had gone on between the U.S. and Thailand regarding drug war, military aid, and everything leading up to this war in Iraq. Thailand agreed to give 400 soldiers. And then there had been a discussion that Thaksin Shinawatra, the prime minister, was going to have a drug crackdown. And after his meetings with the U.S. president on the 1st of February, when the U.S. drug war, when the U.S. ground war started in Iraq, the Thai drug war started in Thailand, a new kind of drug war. And immediately there began to be reports that people were just being shot and killed. And, of course, the Thai police denied that anybody was being killed and came out with ridiculous explanations that competing gangs were killing each other. And the numbers went up radically, you know, like 90 people, 200 people, 600 people, 1,000 people. And there were, by low estimates, just for the three-month period of February, March, and April, when Thaksin was running this great Purge the Nation war, we had 2,400 killings that we documented from the Bangkok Post. That the Bangkok Post said this is the number so far. And these weren't like resisting arrest kind of killings. These were basically anybody who got put on a blacklist was killed. And Thaksin, the prime minister, said any policeman who doesn't do his quota of killing people, any police department that doesn't do so, will be reviewed and get, you know, sanctioned from Bangkok. And he basically gave a blank check for murder to the police of Thailand, and all they really had to do was say that we had a list of 100 suspects and we killed 75 of them.
And so basically there was no trial, no arrest,
no trial, no rule of law.
It was simply a matter of frank murder, largely sanctioned by our government. Would that be a fair statement?
Well, the U.S. government stood by and said nothing. They said, I think there was one or two articles that the U.S. embassy was concerned about the process involved, and, you know, there was blah, blah, blah. You know, it was like that. I mean, this was this was all over the papers. It was in Amnesty. It was in Human Rights Watch. It was in many international news organizations that there was a bloodbath in Thailand. And the estimates that the king gave were that the numbers were three times higher. Now, the interesting thing about the king of Thailand is that he didn't really comment on the drug war until all the dirty work was done. And then he said that because so many people had been killed, the prime minister was responsible for answering for it since he ordered it. But it was a little bit pathetic that after it's all done, he can have his cake and eat it too. And there's been a lot of discussion, you know, lately of the royalty in Thailand. But this was, I'll give you an example. I had an extensive network in the mountains. The Akha knew that if I got word, if I was called, if they came to my house, that I would go immediately to their village and do interviews and document what I could about a human rights violation. And it went from army people stealing things from the Akha to torture, disappearances, and killings. And also imprisonment. I would go and make sure that they had some representation in their case. And there were pretty much the method of operation was to call, particularly there was a lot of headmen put on these lists, and anybody that the police didn't like or they thought they were a threat to the to their ability to operate freely in the mountains, to both make arrests for drug trafficking but also to order drugs when they wanted to make a profit.
But now a lot of these were just simply people who were trying to eke out a living.
We're talking poverty in the extreme. They're talking people that might share one egg in their family in a week. I mean, I lived for, in the area that I was, at that time I was living in my wife's village up near the Burmese border. I'd been up there for 6 or 7 years. I came in and out of the mountains. It's a 2-hour drive. And killings in the villages were fairly common. One or two killings in a village would terrorize, you know, the village for whatever thing that the government wanted to do. They wanted to take away more land. They wanted to prevent the Akhas from farming in one location. So they just keep killing people on a sort of sporadic basis around, and that would have a very, very traumatic effect. And I was living in the area and trying to be the best deterrent that I could be. But they would basically call someone like a headman to the government office and say they're reviewing his performance. And then on the way home, he might have two, you know, lieutenants, like subheadmen, you know, the village secretary, whoever with him. He'd come around a very narrow spot in the road where you're forced to shift down and go maybe 10 miles an hour very slow because there's a big hole in the road or something like that. And he'd come around the corner, and there'd be four or five people standing there with AK-47s. And as soon as they stopped the vehicle, they would begin shooting. And I have photos on my website of these vehicles that are just full of bullet holes. And all the people in the vehicle would be killed. And then they would say that it was a gang operation, and this would happen over and over and over again. And I forwarded emails and photographs to the U.S. consul in Chiang Mai, and there was never any follow-up. They never came out. They never spoke with me. They never said they wanted to investigate. They never asked me to come to Chiang Mai to discuss the situation. I was the pariah who was fighting missionaries for taking away American missionaries, for taking away Akha children and not living by the standards of their own churches even. And I was the guy who was opposing the drug war, and we know that drugs and anything to do with them are bad, so therefore war is justified.
Well, but weren't some of the missionaries actually involved in the drug trafficking, working with
absolutely.
The CIA?
They were certainly involved with the long-term history of opium and heroin in Southeast Asia, because if you live in northern Thailand, the old families are all still there. They're very wealthy. They're very powerful. They have access to the U.S. consul embassy at any time. They have Bill Young, for instance, one of the most famous ones. He is a CIA officer. I've talked to him on the phone in Chiang Mai. He's in many books.
The missionary who is a CIA officer, Michael?
Yes. The Young family, we call it the Young dynasty. The Young family had been in Burma and Thailand for, you know, 40, 50 years now. And he was one young family member who actually worked out of Chiang Mai for the CIA. And he worked with the Hmong in Laos. He was involved in a number of raiding operations in Laos. He ran an airstrip and a minority militia in northern Laos, in Luang Nam province in northern Laos, at a base called Phuka, which is a little bit to the southwest of Luang Nam Tha, because the Pathet Lao controlled, you know, basically the Pathet Lao were Akha and other people that wanted to farm rice, and they didn't need the Americans, and they controlled Luang Nam Tha proper. And this other militia was raised from whoever they could give rice to in the village areas, Mien or Hmong or whoever, and that was where the opium was trafficked out of. And many of the Hmong books refer to Bill Young, and many of the other people who write in the area are very familiar with his history working with the U.S. intelligence community. So his brother was Gordon Young. Gordon Young printed some of the earliest disparaging comments about the Akha people. So as the language site in the U.K. has an extensive thing on the Young family and their missionary work in Burma. So here we have people in Thailand now, the old traditional missionary families, saying that the removal of all these Akha children is justified because their parents are in jail or smoke opium or meth or whatever they do, and that that's horrible, and therefore we take away the children. And they get sponsors for those children and make money, but the sponsors don't know the true terms of the arrangement. And it's really troubling when missionaries who have stood by while anything was okay to happen as long as we were fighting communists, meaning that if you ran a massive opium operation out of Laos, which I don't think anybody contests, that is okay, but an Akha family smoking opium is somehow moral justification to take away their kids. And I completely oppose the criminalization of drugs. I oppose the imprisonment of people on drug charges. I don't think, I mean, sure, you have a problem with someone standing outside of a school selling drugs, but at the same time, you have to deal with it as a societal issue that you're going to say, are we going to imprison all these people, or are we going to find the cause and deal with it? And certainly extreme poverty was one issue of meth use in northern Thailand. But the other thing was that the governments in both Thailand and Laos for a long time had called for the legalization of smoking opium. We could call it the small amounts of opium that people smoked in their families. And I viewed people that smoked opium for years in the villages, and I never knew these people to go out and kill anyone. I never knew them to do any acts of violence or suicide or crazy things that they later did on methamphetamine and alcohol after the opium was removed. And it served as a microeconomy. You know, today I have, you know, $2 for the opium I'll sell you half. And the next day I don't have any opium, so I go to your house and bum some from you. And, you know, 2 weeks later the cops show up and everybody smokes opium. And it went on like this. And it was very interesting to watch the American drug war as they made the transition from opium smokers to cops who had to arrest opium smokers. So that was quite a bit of comedy, a tragic comedy, if you will. But yes, the missionaries in northern Thailand are very powerful, and they are, there's a long history going way back. Paul W. Lewis was an American Baptist. He was located in Burma. All these groups sort of worked together, fought together in the sense of they fought each other for domination and control, but they were also very much the old school people who were there before the war. And it's a very tragic history because it's certainly not what we learned when we grew up in church. And yet, unfortunately, the history of Christianity is often one of colonization by any means. The British history in China with opium. And here now we have the British and the Americans supposedly is fighting the opium war again. This time they're not the sellers of it, supposedly, but they're in Afghanistan to get rid of it. And all the documentation on Afghanistan is that it's a disaster. Numerous agencies in Europe have called on a legalization of opium production for commercial use in Afghanistan. Because there isn't a replacement crop. And these people are very good at farming it. And if it's needed for morphine, Australia, you know, India, Turkey, they are legally allowed to grow opium for pharmaceutical use. And Afghanistan and Laos both said, why aren't we allowed to do this? And that's a really big issue as well.
And yet, of course, the United States has total control of Afghanistan, the largest producer of opium poppies in the world today, certainly dwarfing the other crops that are coming in from Thailand.
So by Friday of this week, there'll be no more opium growing in Afghanistan, and the U.S. government will publicly burn all that exists already, right?
Right. Well, we have no intention of doing it. The CIA has been involved in that trade for years. On one hand, you have the CIA promoting it. The other hand, you have the DEA fighting it and the great drug war. We can't even keep the opium and the heroin out of our prisons. It's rampant in our prisons.
Everywhere I go in America, everywhere I go, I can see young people who are smoking meth. You know, they're not actually smoking right there, but I can recognize because I was around these villages and communities and the Thais who came into the villages looking for meth. And I was around it, and I can recognize meth behavior pretty good. And everywhere I go in the U.S., I see it. And so it's really strange to me that they somehow aren't able to control their own country.
All right, we'll be back in just a moment with Matthew McDaniel. If you have a question, I'd love to hear from you right here.
Discover Magneticare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting Magneticare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
Veterans, stop renting and start owning. Jamie LaRue with Destiny Lending here. Take advantage of today's buyer's market and buy a home with a low-interest VA-backed mortgage. It's a benefit you earned. For 10 years, I've had the honor of helping veterans utilize their VA benefit. Call 970-214-1374 and get more information on your VA loan and start looking for a home of your own. 970-214-1374.
I'm speaking with Angela Smith of Destiny Lending. Angela, how does a first-time home buyer get started?
Get your financing first. Avoid disappointment and surprises. Know how much house you can buy before you even go shopping. With down payment assistance programs of up to $20,000, now is the time to buy a home.
So call Angela Smith of Destiny Lending, 970-988-3840. You should call Angela now, 970-988-3840.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, then call 970-223-7425. Again, 970-223-7425. To learn more about the Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Michael McDaniel. And Michael, would you like to get your website out and your contact information so if our listeners would like to get in touch with you and help you in your lonely crusade, they can?
Sure. That's my name's Matthew McDaniel, and this is the AACA Heritage Foundation. And our website is dedicated to the assistance to the AACA people. That's spelled A-K-H-A, if you haven't heard of it before. Tibetan descent, northern, northwest China descent people that go back thousands of years. And our website is www.aaka.org. We are a registered 501c nonprofit organization. You can find a lot of information about the AACA, a tremendous amount of information that we've assembled on this website. It's certainly not the last word, and if you write us and you have a specific interest, we will refer you to other people involved working with the AACA. And we also are interested in supporting anyone who's trying to start their own human rights work for the AACA people. There's very few AACA in the U.S., maybe half a dozen. And, well, actually, we doubled that number when my family came back. We have five children now. And so there's not a big community here that can mobilize. There's maybe a few AACA women who have married into the U.S. and a couple of the different states. So your support's needed to help the AACA from the United States into Thailand and Laos, China and Myanmar, but particularly in Thailand, where they are seen as a non-citizen and their land is taken away. So go to our website and download journals. You can download video. Everything on the site is free. There's a lot of articles on the situation that the AACA face. And we also have a PayPal link if you'd like to make a donation to the work. Most of this is just funded through family and friends. And we have a meetings at the New York UN offices for the United Nations Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues that comes up on the 14th of May. And we'll be there until the 25th. And we're also needing funding to help cover our costs while we're there. Our entire family goes, the children and my wife make presentations. I'm take a back seat to that, since she's come to the U.S. and promote her to get her story out about what's happening in her villages and to her people.
Well, because one of the things that really intrigued me in the way I really got in touch with Matthew was through my friend Dr. David Ayub, who has written extensively about vaccinations. And Matthew found that there in among the AACA people and other people in Thailand, why the World Health Organization had come in, and they wanted to help the people. They were giving all women who were pregnant a series of tetanus shots. And remember, when you have your tetanus immunizations, they're good for 5 years or more. But here in Thailand, why? They were giving it every time they got pregnant, and lo and behold, the women were aborting, losing their children. Every time they'd take the vaccinations, they'd lose their children, and many of them would. And of course, this sounds very, very similar to the programs I personally know that they've used in both the Philippines and Kenya. Giving tetanus immunizations that contain contaminants that create miscarriages and abortions. So what was your take on this this wonderful program? We're there, we're from the World Health Organization, we're here to help you, but of course then they begin losing their children. Do you think there's an organized effort to use this means of population control among poor and indigenous people, and weren't these people almost forced to take the vaccinations?
Well, I think that we have to start out by saying, or asking, are there some people that are more human, some people who have more of a right to live than others? In the world, there's this mentality of elitism, and certainly we know that there is. And if you then project that out into the dusty corner of the world where any Western moral influence, and when I say moral influence, I mean anybody who is accountable and has to answer for their actions is very far removed from the people who would demand that. And so when you have a vaccine, it's called the tetanus toxoid, and it's certainly a toxin in the way it's used. If that vaccine is being given to people, we ask the question like you have brought up in the past, why is it that only women are given this vaccine? I mean, it's very transparently scandalous. Why are we only giving women this vaccine? Because when they have a baby, they can get tetanus? How common is that? Not very common. How many men work on construction sites and step on nails? Quite a few. You know, I don't hardly know anybody that's worked on a construction site who hasn't stepped on a nail, but the men aren't vaccinated. The other issue is, anybody who knows, like you say, the tetanus toxoid vaccination is given once and it's good for 5 years, you get a booster or whatever, but it was a standard practice that Aka woman, when she was pregnant, and here again, you know, all the Western people that we talked to said, well, you know, there may be some reasons that, you know, it's okay to give vaccines during pregnancy, but when you come to an American hospital, they say we never vaccinate during pregnancy. Well, they were giving three tetanus vaccinations during one pregnancy to Aka women in Thailand. I documented this repeatedly, that they were giving this vaccine. And you can go to my website at Aka.org, Aka.org, and you can go to the right-hand upper corner. It says Aka Daily Video. You can click on that image there just above where it says Aka TV, which is another series of video presentations we do. And you can look under there under the vaccination videos. And we have discussion with Aka women in villages where they come out and say that the reason they get these vaccines is because the clinic tells them if they don't take the vaccine, they won't get an ID card for their baby. And we protested this to the World Health Organization in Bangkok, and they told us that human rights considerations may have to take a back seat to health concerns. How that works mathematically, I don't know. That human rights is somehow in contradiction to good health. I'd like to see that. But that's what's going on in Thailand. It's still going on. And we have found many, many, and we go to the UN oftentimes to engage these agencies, but we've found many, many UN agencies are not accountable and mostly not accountable to the indigenous people who have the least funds and resources to fight what they're doing without consent to the people.
And, of course, the major thrust of American foreign policy is population control. Anybody who has never read the National Security Study Memorandum 200, we offer that through Radio Liberty. You can get it off the Internet, but ours are bound nicely. And you need to understand that this has been a major policy going back to the early 1970s. And what better way than to promote abortion? And how are you going to get the women to abort their children? Why you give them a vaccine that has a product in it that will bring about abortion? But these are simple women. After all, when you're from the World Health Organization, funded by the United States, why, they would never do anything like that. Or would they? Well, we'll be back in just a moment here.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
I'm speaking with Angela Smith with Destiny Lending. Manufactured homes have been difficult to finance. Has that changed?
Yes. We have programs for up to 100% financing on single and double wide, with or without land. Rural homes also qualify. Stop paying outrageous interest rates just because you own a manufactured home.
So call Angela Smith with Destiny Lending, 970-988-3840. That's 970-988-3840.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional, individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you're looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, call 970-223-7425. That's 970-223-7425. To learn more about Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
Are you treating just your symptoms with dangerous medications and a multitude of supplements? If you answered yes, then you may be fighting the battle but losing the war. Nourish each cell in your body with BioSuperfood and win the war. 30 years of research, BioSuperfood offers more than 5,000 nutrients, proteins, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, EFAs, and powerful antioxidants to boost your immune system. With BioSuperfood, the war is won at the cellular level. Call today toll-free 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Michael McDaniel. If you're out there in the listening audience, you got a question for Michael, 970-689-8255. And of course, Michael has certainly given up his activities and a great deal of his income in an effort to help these people because there's so little help for them. Most people have never heard of them, and their lives are really expendable as their property is being taken by the royalty of Thailand. What are they trying to do? Just get the land so they can have a big game reserve? Or what is the royalty of Thailand going to do with this property they take from the Akha people? They're not going to farm that barren land, are they?
No, they are taking the property to run vegetable operations, tea farms. All the land around my wife's village has now been taken, and the royal project people for the Queen of Thailand are making the villagers farm their own land now for her. And it's very contemptuous, and they have been doing this for years, taking more and more of the Akha land and then telling the public that this is a wonderful royal project to help the impoverished hill tribe. And while they impoverish them on one hand, they don't always relocate the village. Often they keep the village as captive labor, which they pay a third, possibly, of minimum wage in Thailand. And they are just prisoners of these projects. And I was pretty much the only proactive advocate for the Akha in Thailand. I don't think you will find anybody up there in Thailand doing what I was doing for any other ethnic group either. And we have a case of Huyo Akha is a case that the Queen of Thailand started one of these big land grabs, and we have that at the UN now. We're really pushing this with the UN Human Rights Council. We're not happy with all the activities that the Human Rights Council is preoccupied with. They haven't taken action on hardly any issue other than the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. But this is all about the land and the big land grabs that are going on, the last lands held by the indigenous, so the trees are cut down and pine trees are planted, and we have the Asian Development Bank building a big road between China and Thailand through Laos, and we had discussions with them about all of the Akha women who were being pushed into prostitution along that road, and how the lands were being taken away from the Akha. And it's just an ongoing economic land grab, with the bottom line is how much money can the banks, IMF, the World Bank, the dam builders, how much money can they make off of the natural resources? You know, how many of the areas can be opened up to mining? The Chinese have come into northern Laos and gotten the local governments to agree to. Here's the deal. The U.S. government, Western governments included, pressed Laos to decentralize the government and put authority out to the provinces because they were communist. And then the Western governments went to the much weaker local government people in the provinces after they got control of the natural resources and said, now we want to buy the natural resources from you, which the central government would have never authorized. And then they come back and make a report that the regional governments are weak and not able to control the plunder of the resources, and that's why it's happening. But they're the ones that created the process.
Sure, and this is going on all throughout the world. This is what the wonderful book by John Perkins talks about, you know, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, how we are gaining control of the natural resources in nations all throughout the world. and of course, leaving the people impoverished.
And the Asian Development Bank funds projects. So we had discussions last year with them in New York, and you know, they were adamant that the people were taken care of and everything was okay. And they put the road through one of the highest malaria areas for cerebral malaria. It has a 20% fatality rate with treatment. And they all the Akas had been moved off the mountains into the lowlands near the road. This was part of the Lao government complying with the U.S. demands for opium eradication. They just moved the people away from the farmland. And then they went in and logged around their villages and sold the logs to concessions. Asian Development Bank got their road so that they could ship economic goods from China to Thailand. And there's very little representation locally for the people. I don't think that's going to change. The flywheel is turning too fast. So I would encourage people, though, that as difficult as things are, they are not helped if people don't know what's going on and don't take it upon themselves to be responsible and try to change the situation for other people on the earth. And that it's very useful to get involved and engage and research what's going on and see what a person can do to assist. And there's a preoccupation with issues in the United States. I think that to balance that, we really need to be involved overseas where the economic living situations of people is so much worse, and the injustices that happen against them are ongoing on a daily basis.
Let's get your web page out one more time, please.
It's www.aka.org, and there's a tremendous amount of information resource there about the Akka people and what you can do to help in current cases that we have going on right now.
Well, God bless you for what you do, and just keep it up and wish you well. We hope that some of our listeners will be willing to pitch in and help you. And thank you so very much for being with us here on my radio program to talk to our various audiences as we try to make them aware of what's really going on in the tragic plight of the Akka people. And so many of the women being forced into slavery, basically, they are slaves. And yet, oh my goodness, we're just so worried about slavery. And yet, of course, we back the very government that foster and allow this thing to take place. Thank you so very much. I wish you well, and please keep in touch with me.
Thank you very much.
God bless you. Bye-bye. Well, you've been hearing of Michael McDaniel, and this is the third time we've talked to him. We think his story is important. We think it needs to get out. I think you need to know what American foreign policy is bringing to the world. If you have not yet read Confessions of an Economic Hitman or heard our 14th set, Economic Hitman, you need to get it. You need to understand this is not imaginary. It is real. And American foreign policy, in fact, radical governments throughout the world, your tax dollars support. We'll be right back.
Everyone knows what you can find at the end of a rainbow. That's right, a pot full of gold. But who can find the end of a rainbow? Well, we have, and it's down at the corner. That's right, the corner. The Corner Coins and Jewelry Incorporated. Family owned and operated by John and Carol Anderson for over 16 years. Specializing in precious metals, gold and silver investments, and rare coins. Have it and hold it locally down at the corner. The corner of Remington and Mulberry in Fort Collins. The Corner Coins and Jewelry, 970-482-7759. That's 970-482-7759.
Find out how BioSuperfood has helped thousands of people everywhere, providing health benefits for heart disease, cancer, diabetes, fibromyalgia, liver disorders, osteoarthritis, glaucoma, depression, allergies, nervous system disorders, and much more. BioSuperfood is making an impact on how people everywhere approach health and nutrition. Join Dr. Roland Thomas every second Friday at 2 p.m. on the Danette Daniel Show, KHNC 1360 AM.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, then call 970-223-7425. Again, 970-223-7425. To learn more about the Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
If you're looking for a dependable, reasonable, and honest customer service, you're looking for Josiah Electric, LLC. Hi, this is Michael Pohl, owner of Josiah Electric, a licensed and insured commercial and residential electrical service with 9 years experience serving the Wyoming, Nebraska, and Denver metro area. Contact us Monday through Saturday at 303-489-2170. That's 303-489-2170. Josiah Electric, service you can be sure of.
Here at the American Freedom Network, as I mentioned earlier, if you have not yet read Confessions of an Economic Hitman, John Perkins' book about how he was recruited by the NSA, National Security Agency, to work for what he called the corporatocracy, corporations, intelligence, CIA, banking interests, as they moved throughout the world, enslaving the people, getting the countries who take out tremendous loans, and of course, those loans did not, the money was not used to help the common people. It was used, of course, to bribe the elite. And then, of course, the people were burdened with these tremendous loans, of which they could never pay off, and kept in constant poverty. And then, of course, the techniques that were used, you had leaders who really wouldn't be corrupted. Why? You simply killed them. You either had them replaced in the elections, or you killed them. That was the way the system worked. And we have a four-tape set with John Perkins. Now, men and women become accomplices the evils they fail to oppose. I love America, but it has been taken over by evil and wicked people. And if we don't take America back, I believe God is going to bring his judgment upon this country and upon the good people who are just too busy to be involved in trying to do something to stop what the policies of America are bringing and the suffering they're bringing to the rest of the world. So, basically, of course, we hope many of you will want to get my talk going into the background of who rules America. Now, and of course, the first one would be Brotherhood of Darkness, the DVD, the video, or the video. And then my most recent talk, Forbidden Secret. And it will give you the secret that's been passed down for 5,000 years through the secret societies, never verbalized for fear, of course, that if it were ever publicly known what this was about, these people would have been burned as heretics or imprisoned as heretics. But, of course, now the secret has come out, and I'm going to tell you what it is. Forbidden Secret is one of the most important talks you'll ever hear. And then, of course, going right along with that is Chris and those wonderful, wonderful stories. Number one is Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, a three-hour, very professionally produced a DVD that's won all sorts of awards for perfection. And then his most recent one, Riddles in Stone. And, of course, the secret architecture of our nation's capital. You need to understand the history of our nation and the conflict that's been here since the very beginning between the Christian element and the occult. And most people do not understand the occult or the other dimension, or who these people are truly answerable to, or their influence and their ability to control the very minds and hearts of people. Of course, if you would like to read more about that, we've taken all of my newsletters that deal with that and put it into three little pamphlets called The Occult Hierarchy. And, of course, all three of them are available for $9.95. They're inexpensive, but they will give you fascinating information that comes from the other side, from reading and simply recording what the people on the other side say. Who are the people on the other side? Why, they're the disciples of the occult hierarchy that today dominates the world. If you really want to understand why we're fighting in the Middle East today and what lies ahead, you need a copy of my February newsletter to understand the cosmic script that's being followed and the timing.